USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden isn't declaring victory, but is confident it'll happen after all the vote counting is done. Biden securing Michigan and Wisconsin on Wednesday, which means he just needs to hold on to his lead in Arizona and Nevada to win his third bid for the presidency. Regarding Arizona, Jason Miller is a senior campaign official with the Trump campaign. He believes it will stay red.
We believe that over these next couple of days, as these ballots come in and are counted in the state of Arizona, that we could be looking at potentially, as soon as Friday, President Trump being declared the winner, or it being clear that he has enough votes to formally say that he will win the state of Arizona.
The Trump campaign also declaring Pennsylvania a victory. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines. The United States on Wednesday formally left the Paris Agreement. 189 countries remain committed to the 2015 Paris Accord, which aims to keep the increase in average temperatures worldwide well below 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The Paris Accord requires countries to set their own voluntary targets for reducing greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump hinted of a possible lawsuit regarding Pennsylvania and votes that are accepted there. One-third of Pennsylvanians voted by mail. Those ballots could not be opened until Election Day, meaning the state will mainly be counting in-person Election Day ballots on election night and the rest of the mail-in ballots moving forward. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that ballots received by Friday, November 6, can be counted so long as they are postmarked by Election Day. Jonathan Turley is a professor at George Washington University. He's also a Fox News legal analyst. He says what's going on in Pennsylvania is ripe for a lawsuit.
It's going to be very messy. We're really seeing a paradigm shift from the political to the legal, from counting votes to keeping votes. And so there are a number of states where valid challenges could be raised. It doesn't mean they'll be successful. Nevada is an example of that. There were very early concerns raised about balloting and how these ballots were being opened and stored. In Pennsylvania, there are a myriad of issues that could result in litigation. And Michigan has also seen some early challenges.
COVID-19 continuing to be an issue in the NFL. The San Francisco 49ers have shut down their facility due to positive COVID-19 tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.